This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. We have new unemployment numbers this morning, and the news is not good. The jobless rate rose to 6.5% last month, and the number of jobs lost was a lot higher than expected. That's according to the latest jobs report from the Labor Department. It indicates that the downturn in the economy this year has been even deeper than most economists had expected. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us from our New York bureau. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Jim, what do the numbers tell us about how weak the employment market has become?
Well, I think dismal is the word for this. The overall unemployment rate went from 6.1% in September to, as you pointed out, 6.5%, which is the highest rate since March of 1994. The number of jobs lost was 240,000, which was considerably above what had been expected. Not only that, but the government also said there were 179,000 more jobs lost in August and September than we had thought earlier. So altogether, the economy this year has lost 1.2 million jobs, and half of that was in the last 3 months. So this is, you know, just a weak report. It confirms what everybody probably already knows. You know, the housing crunch, the credit crisis, the downturn in the stock market, they have all done just a lot of really serious harm to the economy.
And talk to us about those lost jobs. Were they spread throughout the economy?
Yeah, they really were. Almost every sector was down. Manufacturing lost 90,000 jobs in October. Construction lost 49,000. Professional and business services, 45,000. So we're really just seeing a broad slowdown in the economy. It's striking a lot of different companies. It's happening really fast, too. We appeared to have a kind of rebound in the middle of the year, thanks in part to the economic stimulus package that had been approved by Congress and signed by President Bush. But once the effects of that worked their way through the economy, things very quickly started to deteriorate again.
How long do economists expect the unemployment rate to keep going up?
Well, I think a lot of them are saying now that the unemployment rate could go to 8% or maybe above that next year. The problem is that almost every day we have more companies announcing layoffs. Circuit City, GlaxoSmithKline, Cox Communications, they're just a few of the companies to do so recently. The auto industry is a big generator of jobs. Ford Motor Company came out today and said it was cutting more than 2,200 more jobs. And this is really being felt. You can see the effects of this throughout the economy. Yesterday, we had a series of really terrible reports from big retailers like Neiman Marcus, like Abercrombie & Fitch. Internet retailers like Amazon say their revenues are down. Obviously, when consumers lose their jobs or when they start to worry that they're going to lose their jobs, they don't spend as much. And this is just happening at the worst possible time because the holiday shopping season is approaching.
And Jim, what does a weak jobs report mean for an incoming administration whose inauguration is approaching? I mean, will it force President-elect Obama to reassess his priorities?
Well, it means that the Obama administration isn't going to have much time to get its feet wet. It's really just going to be thrown into the middle of an economic storm. And it really means that whatever else the administration wants to do, fixing the economy is going to have to be a priority. The president-elect is going to meet today with some of his advisors to start to talk about the economy's problems. He'll be talking with some former cabinet officials, some corporate executives. Warren Buffett is supposed to participate, so they have to decide what to do. You know, they're going to have to discuss how to fill important jobs like Treasury Secretary. They're also going to have to talk about an economic stimulus plan. The last stimulus plan was a tax rebate, but a lot of Democrats want this one to go into infrastructure projects to go toward the states. So the administration is really going to have to wrestle with some long-term problems.
NPR's Jim Zaroli speaking to us from New York. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.